This is Carminia, Carminia Garcia, 10-13-87, 127-25, 37-year-old woman comes in today complaining of burning, painful sensation over the right side of her upper abdomen rib cage. Has no nausea, some nausea, no vomiting, no hematoma systematic. She's a patient that's been a diabetic for some time. Last A1C was a little bit elevated. She hasn't been, she's been checking her sugar, but not regularly, both fasting and non-fasting. It goes from 160, 170 to 107, period. New paragraph, recently she was seen because of a perineum abscess, required IND and was given Keflex, most likely related to her blood sugars being out of control. At that time, no finger stick blood sugar was done, period. New paragraph, she's also been taking omeprazole for gastroesophageal reflux and a metformin 800 milligram twice a day, period. Family history, positive for diabetes. Mom had diabetes, died of COVID complications. Dad has diabetes, he's still alive. Eye exam 2 years ago, medication, metformin 800 BID, medical problems, diabetes, COVID immunization, none, surgery, C-section times three, last period, under social today. Doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, pregnant three times. With one pregnancy, she had pancreatitis. With one pregnancy, she had preeclampsia. She got herself her tubes tied, so she won't have to worry about that anymore, period. Family history as above. She's 225 pounds. Gained a few pounds, 7 pounds in the past few months, 98%, 98.3, 2086, 139 over 73. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next week, these things shows no rash. The growing stash perineum abscess is not completely resolved. Number one, diabetes. Number two, diabetes out of control. Number three, sequelae of diabetes consistent with the abscess in the perineum, and now symptoms of neuropathy over the abdominal wall. Gallbladder looks totally negative with no stones in it. Her fatty liver shows a little bit to be fatty. Patient has a normal carotid. Patient definitely needs to see the ophthalmologist for eye exam. Patient was started on Monjoro today along with her metformin to see if the insurance covers it. Next summer, Neurontin 100 milligram up to three times a day for the symptoms of burning over the skin. No evidence of skin breakdown noted. I told her that also could be related to possibility of zoster. Since it's only on the right side, she'll keep an eye on it. If there's any redness noted, she'll call us for a prescription for acyclovir at that time. Next number of findings we'll discuss with patient at length before leaving the office. Next number, come back next week to go over the blood test. Thank you.